Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims in Washington. Today on the program, we will tell you about a new United Nations report that says the number of people fleeing Myanmar and Bangladesh is growing. And we will hear from an expert in the subject of eco-literacy, who says knowing about environmental problems does not mean people will take action to solve them. An increase in the number of people fleeing Myanmar and Bangladesh and turning knowledge about environmental problems into action. Those are our stories today on As It Is. The United Nations says there has been a sudden increase in people fleeing Myanmar and Bangladesh by boat. Activists fear the number will continue to rise as refugees leave unclean camps and violence in Myanmar. They say that is especially true of ethnic Rohingya. The UN High Commission for Refugees wrote the report. It says from June 2013 to June 2014, more than 53,000 people fled by sea from the border between Bangladesh and Myanmar, formerly Burma. That is an increase of 60% from the year before. More than 20,000 people fled the area in the first 6 months of this year. Some observers say they were traveling to the border between Malaysia and Thailand, or to Indonesia or Australia. Chris Liwa is a rights activist and researcher on the ethnic Rohingya in Myanmar's western Rakhine State. She says that many attempts to flee did not happen until recently. She says more people appear ready now to risk their lives at sea.
Very worrying, and the fact that I think the situation that it's not going to stop now. Since the 10th of August, we noticed again several boats leaving within a short span of time. And that means that's probably going to continue to increase again as the season continue really pick up.
The UN report says more than 200 people have died at sea. It says more than 7,000 people are now being detained at centers across the area. Hundreds of people have sailed to Australia, but the country tries to keep them from landing. Australian naval forces have stopped refugee boats off its coast, and the country holds refugees at offshore camps. Many of the people who are fleeing are ethnic Rohingya from Myanmar. They face increasing violence and discrimination. In 2012, 280 people died in fighting between Muslim Rohingya and Buddhist communities. The fighting forced more than 140,000 people into refugee camps. Most of them were Rohingya. Young Hee Lee is the UN official for human rights in Myanmar. He says conditions in the camps are very poor. Activist Chris Liwa says the refugees often face violence and hunger. She says governments in the area have not helped them.
One of the problems, of course, is the fact that the country in the region, I mean, there is no regional response to this problem. And there is very little access to protection. As you can see, most of these people end up in Malaysia, but also others are caught in Thailand. There are still a number in detention in Thailand. At the moment, there are probably going to be more in the coming weeks and months.
The UNHCR says it is educating and giving medical help to refugees in Thailand and Malaysia. You are listening to As It Is on the Voice of America. Many people talk about protecting Earth's environment, but few take action. An American professor says individuals need a feeling of urgency before they will act. Christopher Cruz reports.
Monty Hempel is a professor of environmental sciences at Redlands University in California. He studies ecological literacy, or eco-literacy for short. Eco-literacy is the ability to think about and understand the natural processes that make life possible. Monty Hempel says eco-literacy gives people knowledge about environmental problems. But he says it does not always work to get them to change their behavior.
Eco-literacy is a phrase invented to describe the kinds of knowledge that we need to operate sustainably in the society in which we live. And that means with the environmental life support systems that provide sustenance for everybody, not just humans, but other species.
Mr. Hempel wrote part of the World Watch Institute's latest State of the World report. His chapter is called Eco-Literacy. Knowledge is not enough.
Some people think that eco-literacy is just a green form of science literacy. And what I have tried to ask is whether that's enough. In other words, what an ecologically literate person needs to know might include things like the cycles and the flows, the energy system, all of those kind of things that we would call the science of ecology.
In other words, he says, simply knowing about environmental problems does not lead people to do something about them.
That doesn't seem to lead to action to protect our environment, to protect our life support system, to the level that we need to. Just because we know a lot about the environment doesn't mean that we actually act to save it.
Professor Hempel says learning about nature would help people balance their lives. And he says it might even help reduce the number of people in the United States who are overweight, especially children.
To help children discover the wonders of nature, to help children discover what it is when they take a breath. They can probably thank the ocean for every other breath they take because of the oxygen that's produced there.
He adds that children should learn about nature in school.
One of the things that I think eco-literacy would help us do is to bring back, through experience, those wonders of encounters with wildlife, with other creatures than ourselves, and that would actually contribute to our learning.
Most scientists agree our climate is changing. But Monty Hempel says there is not such agreement among non-scientists. He says